message.
In this tapestry of human existence that's filled with dreams, desires, and aspirations, there's only one thing that remains constant, and that is the pursuit of satisfaction. Despite the fact that it is the one thing that truly makes us feel good, that makes us feel the most alive, it is often the thing that eludes us the most. In the midst of the insanity of societal expectations and personal ambitions, true satisfaction often seems as elusive as a mirage, just shimmering on the distant horizon of our accomplishments. Is true satisfaction found at the journey's end, or is it in the journey itself? Is it the destination, or is it the paths that we take in our pursuits? Satisfaction at the core is a deeply personal experience. It transcends merely reaching our goals or fulfilling our desires. It's about finding peace, contentment, and a sense of true purpose in our lives. Yet, we often focus our pursuits on the external markers of success. You know, money, fame, recognition, that kind of thing. Each of us harbors within ourselves a calling, a purpose that is unique to our individuality. And it may not be neatly packaged or readily apparent, but it's in there waiting to be discovered. Our desires are signposts that guide us toward our true calling. Now, they may feel like fleeting whims or passing fancies, but they are actually manifestations of our deepest longings. Whether it's a passion for art, a desire for connection, or a yearning for adventure, these desires are the whispers of our soul, beckoning us to embark on a journey of self-discovery and fulfillment. It is, as some would suggest, and I am among them, the reason why we are here. True satisfaction is not passive. It demands action. It requires us to muster the will and the courage to pursue our dreams relentlessly, despite any challenges or obstacles that may lie in our path. We must take the first step toward what we want, even though the outcome is uncertain and the way is unclear. The road may be shrouded in darkness, and it often feels terrifying, but it is only in the act of moving forward, of actively pursuing those dreams and desires, that we uncover the true essence of our satisfaction. Here's the tricky part. The path to true satisfaction is, well, it's seldom straightforward. It is often fraught with challenges, setbacks, and many, many moments of doubt. But it is in those moments of adversity that our true nature is revealed and our commitment to our desires is tested. It is easy to become discouraged and disillusioned when we face obstacle after obstacle, but true satisfaction requires resilience, perseverance, and faith. It requires an unwavering belief in ourselves. True satisfaction transcends material trappings. It cannot be bought with wealth or acquired through external validation. We are not going to find it on Amazon or on Temu. It'll be found in the simple joys of everyday life. It is about finding meaning and purpose in what may be considered the most mundane of circumstances. It's about appreciating the beauty and perfection in the present moment. Despite the noise and the frantic pace that may surround us, true satisfaction is beckoning us, like a guided light in the darkness, reminding us of our inherent worth and potential. It's attempting to awaken us to the fact that our lives are a journey of self-discovery and self-actualization. It is a quest to uncover the depths of our soul's dreams and desires. True success, my friends, is not found in the achievement. It's found in the pursuit.